We're going to continue our look at healthcare, focusing now on the cost of drugs. Many of you have been telling us that the price of critical prescription drugs and treatment is affecting your lives.
My name's Catherine Berglund, and I'm calling from Incline Village, Nevada. Our son gets a monthly allergy shot that retails for $3,000 per injection. Our new insurance company covers only $800 monthly. The pharmaceutical company helps families with about $12,000 in subsidies annually. Well, it's July. Do the math.
One-fourth of Americans taking prescription drugs say they have trouble affording them. That's according to a recent study by the Kaiser Family Foundation. And in some cases, the high costs have forced Americans to choose between paying for their medication or paying for their rent. Margo Sanger-Katz is a healthcare reporter for the New York Times, and she joins us now. Welcome to The Takeaway, Margo.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we just heard our caller, Catherine, say that she's struggling to pay for these allergy shots. People in the United States are saying they're feeling crunched by prescription drug prices. Why have costs been significantly increasing? Have they been increasing? And what's the state of costs today?
I actually think the caller's story illustrates two things that are happening at the same time that are making this such a poignant issue for people. So one is that the price of many drugs is increasing. The drug companies tend to increase their prices every year, in some cases a couple of times a year. And of course, here in the United States, we pay the highest prices in the world for drugs to begin with. So these are expensive drugs that are getting more expensive. That's one piece of the puzzle. But the other is that increasingly people's health insurance is asking them to pay more and more of the upfront cost of their medications before the insurance kicks in. So we see more people with large deductibles or different kinds of coinsurance, and the caller had that problem as well, right? It's not just that the allergy shot cost $3,000, it's also that the insurance company would only pay a fraction of that. So as both of those things are happening, we're seeing more and more people becoming really concerned about their exposure to these high costs.
You mentioned that these are really complicated systems. I mean, I was recently on a call with the prescription company that we have, and I said to her, I said, you know, I have a master's degree, I'm a journalist, I can understand complicated things, but this particular issue feels Byzantine almost in its level of complexity. Are many Americans aware that they have options in terms of generics versus brand name drugs, or do they just sort of take whatever the doctor prescribes and then try to make it work?
So one thing that's happened over the last few decades, actually, is that many common drugs that people take for serious health problems have gone off patent and are now available as generic medications. Something like 90% of all prescriptions that are filled in the United States are for generic drugs. And that's good for drug costs because when a drug becomes a generic, it means lots of different manufacturers can make it and compete with each other. The prices tend to come down quite a lot. And in most cases, there are laws that say that unless the doctor specifically says, give this person the brand name drug, they will just automatically substitute for a generic drug at the pharmacy counter. So you don't even know it, but you're getting a generic, you're getting the benefit of those lower costs. But I think in cases where there isn't necessarily a generic for your particular medication, those are situations where it can be harder to navigate the system. You know, sometimes the insurance company is getting a good deal on one drug. They want you to take this one drug for, say, heartburn. And for that drug, there's almost no copayment. And then there's another drug that they didn't get as good a deal on, and they don't want you to take that one. And that one's got a $100 copayment. Well, your doctor, when you see that doctor for heartburn, may not know what your insurance company's deals are with these two drugs. If they write you a prescription for the more expensive drug, when you go to the pharmacist doesn't really easily have the ability to switch you to the cheaper one. You need to find out that there's one that's cheaper that's available. You need to be able to go back to your doctor, get a new prescription. So you can see why lots of people get frustrated in this system. It's hard to get to the doctor. It costs money. It takes time. And then to get a new prescription, it may not be exactly what your doctor wanted.
Let's talk a little bit about how politics is impacting this area right now. From the beginning of President Trump's 2016 campaign until very recently, he's been promising to lower drug prices. What has the Trump administration done so far to reach that goal?
So far, the Trump administration has talked a lot about this, and they have started doing some things, but most of them have not really come to fruition. So, you know, one thing they did or they tried to do was to require drug makers to tell their prices in their commercials. So if you see a commercial, you know, watching the Super Bowl and you see a commercial for a prescription drug, they would need to say, here's how much it costs. That actually was struck down by a court just yesterday. The court said, actually, they're not allowed to do that. They've done some other things that have been designed to help bring generics to market. So when a patent expires on a brand name drug, often what happens is that the drug maker tries to prevent competition from entering the market, and they use various strategies for this. So there have been some things that have happened through regulation, and then there are some things that Congress is working on that would try to speed up that transition so we can get more competition for drugs. And then there are some bigger things that are in the pipeline. I think the most interesting of these is for the category of drugs like an allergy shot that a doctor gives you in their office or that you get in a hospital. So think like chemotherapy drugs for cancer or saline when you're in the hospital, not the drugs you get at the pharmacy counter. For those kinds of drugs, the Trump administration wants to test out a completely different way for figuring out the price. What they want to do is look at what foreign governments pay for those drugs, a kind of basket of 15 or 16 foreign governments, take kind of an average and pay a price based on what they're calling this international price index. So that would cause the prices for many of these drugs to be much lower. That has not been finalized yet, but it's kind of in the works. It looks like it's coming soon. I would say that's the most aggressive thing that the Trump administration has done that would really take a direct whack at the prices for these brand name drugs.
You mentioned Congress. There have been a number of congressional hearings on the high cost of prescription drugs just this last year alone. But has any actual progress been made on that front?
I do think so. I would not describe any of the bills that are moving closer to passage in Congress as being big deal, game changer kinds of bills. But these are, you know, sort of carefully constructed bills that are dealing with sort of weirdnesses and inefficiencies in the pathway between brand name drugs and generic drugs. And there are a bunch of them that are making their way through. They've been considered by committees. Some of these bills have been passed already by the House of Representatives. And it seems like there is bipartisan consensus that some of these policies ought to be made law. There seems to be some agreement between both the House and the Senate, which we don't always see. And of course, President Trump has signaled that this is a big priority for him. So it's difficult to predict. Congress, all kinds of weird things could happen. But it certainly looks as though we're going to see some bills that address drug pricing finding their way into law by the end of this year. These are small changes. They are going to improve some efficiencies and maybe lower the prices of some drugs, but they're not going to kind of take a whack across the board at what we're paying for medications.
Margo Sanger-Katz is a healthcare reporter for The New York Times. Thank you, Margo.
Thank you.